Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
A nice double play on East Coast Radio. Lola Young with Messi still playing in the background. Green Light, John Legend, 12 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. Hang out, Stacey and Jay Spoon. It's a brand new season. It's a brand new month. Welcome to it, man. And it is giving spring vibes. We like it's giving color, you know. It's getting warmer. You know, the flowers are starting to bloom. And there's just something about the season, Stacey, that's giving freshness.
It's also all the Virgos who are like, it's my birthday. Yes. So today we are celebrating this blooming into new beginnings, right? That's right. Hire us for your copy for next year. The idea that you can parlay the start of something into like the start of something. So maybe it's something you've been putting off. Maybe it was that New Year's resolution and you were committed there on the 31st of December and then life happened. But now on the 1st of September, you've decided to revisit that. Yeah. Maybe it is a new hobby. Maybe it's ending something. Because, you know, when you end something, something else will begin. Maybe it's a new job. It's a new partner. It's a new area code. It's a new cell phone provider. What is your new as we step into a new season?
Yeah, and man, it could be something very personal, you know? Maybe it's like a personal reset, letting go of like old baggage, as Stacey was saying. You know, you let go of certain things, new things come into your life. Or maybe it's like stepping into like a season with like a lighter heart, or planting seeds literally, you know, in the garden or figuratively, literally in your life. So yeah, it's that season, and want to get into that bag, because I think we're exhausted, and it's nice to get into a new season with this kind of mentality. What is new?
And also, it's downhill to the end of the year now. So new season, new you. What is your new beginning? What fresh start are you giving yourself this spring? What fresh start are you giving yourself this spring? Give us a call because you know you have airtime. It's the first of the month. 087-086-9495. Otherwise, voice note us on 061-792-9495.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
This new season.
Yeah, what fresh start are you giving yourself this spring? For me, not Stacey, because it's been such a busy year, bro. And you know what? I always say, like, I give a lot of grace to people. But I never give grace to myself. And I think this season, this spring, I want to give more grace to myself without any guilt.
Oh, that's good.
Like, making mistakes, learning from them.
And moving on.
You know, having a kinder mindset. Normally, I'm very, like, hypercritical of, like, small things. Like, when I make a mistake, I'll go home and think about it. Now it's like, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
We move on. We're going to do better the next time. So
sounds like someone's had an emotional growth spurt.
Stacey, I don't know what it was, but Johannesburg did something, darling.
It's because it's dry there, babes. Yeah.
Dry as hell. What would you say is your fresh start this week?
So, I mean, it's a little bit of a coinkydink because I did all these things today. So I admined hard today. I'm very good at procrastination.
Look at you. And I know especially, you don't like admin.
Yeah, for boring things. You know, I hate admin. But SARS is done.
Yeah.
Bills are paid. Life is good. We're working with a budget. And I called my shrinky poo and we're booked in for the next 2 months.
Look at you.
And not because we're in crisis, because we want to focus on everything that's happened. I feel like life is coming at everybody, and I'm sure people can relate to this. You can relate to this, right? Everything is happening so fast, good and bad, that you're so caught up in it that you don't actually have a moment to sit and process anything. Yeah. You don't have that time, because there's always something else that needs to be
next?
Taken care of. So I suppose similarly to you, I'm just making time for myself and taking it out of my medical aid savings. Okay.
Good girl. See how we started the show misaligned and now we're aligning.
What? And just in time for half past. In time.
All right, man. What fresh start are you giving yourself this spring? Let us know. 061-792-9495. We're opening the door. This is a safe space. We just want to get to know each other as we drive home.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spruill. Thank you for such a good show today. My new is that I finally got out of that toxic relationship after 2 to 3 years of absolute madness and craziness. It feels so good. And it's just a new month, a new day, a new season. So it's going to be a good way to end off 2025. Okay, bye guys.
Also, when you have time, Google the significance of the number 9, as we are now into the 9 month of 2025. Just Google that. I promise you, you'll be like, damn, it's all making sense. On the line, we have Bongi all the way from Newcastle. Welcome to the show, Bongi. How are you doing?
How you doing, guys? I'm fine.
Hey, man, we're good. You sound like 2025 has had you, eh?
Bongi is chilled, on a Monday.
like, I've been through a lot, you guys. You have no idea.
Tell us about it.
So,
you have no idea.
So, listen, Bongi, obviously, you just said it there. A lot has happened. I'm getting the sense from you that you want to move forward. So, how are you doing that?
I'm just kind of focusing myself a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Appreciate myself more because I've learned that and I see that nobody is going to appreciate you more than you could for yourself.
Right. So that's right.
I'm going to love myself more and just forget about everything else.
That's powerful.
And you know what?
Everyone else is doing the same thing.
But Bongiwe, listen, and I don't know who needs to hear this. Maybe it's you. But you do need to allow yourself permission to stop chasing. Stop chasing those people. Stop chasing that validation. If you just stay still, you will see what is meant for you doesn't leave you, and what is not meant for you will just disappear. Let it go.
All right.
Let it go.
Good luck.
Got it.
That's just what I'm about, and it's actually my birthday month. So yeah,
I know that's right, Virgo. Come on, Virgo.
The queen, yes, man. Thank you so much, Bongi, for sharing with us. Okay, good luck with your journey. Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
Shut up, man. Let's go to Nandi, all the way from Waterfall, Nandi.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, yeah, we're getting into that bag, girls. Very inspirational. We love it. And we want to hear, like, for a way, like, what's that fresh start looking like?
Okay, just like Kubongi, also, like, I want to prioritize myself. I've had to deal with a lot of mental issues this year. And one of the main things that I've learned from speaking to my shrinky friend, is I put everyone else first before me. So, yeah, I'm going to try. Well, I'm actually in the process of doing that, of just trying to prioritize myself. And then yesterday I decided to cut off my hair.
Wow.
My dreadlocks which I've had from 2001.
Sure.
So I feel a whole load off my shoulders. Yeah, it feels good.
As long as it feels good, man.
Because you know, Nandi, like people will tell you as well that stuff, right? And sometimes it is the clothes that we wear, the things we hold on to, the hair that we won't let go of. It carries energy. No, really, it genuinely does. So that's quite symbolic for you to literally let it go. You're like, new me, I'm leaving this behind. I honor what it represented for me. I've learned my lessons. I'm now willing to level up.
Nandi, before we let you go, can you just explain to, like, how do you feel cutting your hair? How do you feel about that? Like,
The first lock, I was shocked. I wanted the guy to stop.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then when I saw my hair just laying on the table, I was like, whew, you know? And then I felt so light. I felt so good.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was looking at me like, what's so different about you?
Yeah.
Only people with dreadlocks were noticing what's going on there.
Yeah.
But everyone else is like, you look different. You look younger. You look, I was like, I don't know. But it feels good. It wasn't easy, but it feels
you
good
did.
After.
And then just after you said that, I can hear in the voice that you are now lighter and you're feeling nah and girl. Go
yes,
on.
Thank
go
you.
On.
Okay.
Do you girl. Do you?
Man, that's beautiful, hey?
I like that.
I feel warm now.
It's also these birds in the background. Like, are these paid actors, these birds?
No, Stacey, this was the budget from the program.
I'm telling you. Ethereal. But, I mean, for a lot of people, you're going to hear us and be like, there's still bills to pay and I've got things to do. And you know, we need to be adult and we need to be pragmatic. But it is a cool time of the year to stop.
Yeah.
Get stoned a little bit.
And move.
And then decide, what are we keeping? What are we chucking? And let's move forward, guys. We only have a couple of months left of 2025. Let's make the most of it.
Yeah, and please, when you're moving forward, don't let go of Stacey and Jess.
Gainfully employed.
We are hashtag here with you.
Stacey and Jess Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.